Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready.
Ready for overflow. Praise the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, including life teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you live on Blog Talk Radio, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I am a church on fire all by myself. Our topic for today is what happened to you. What happened to you? And our scripture comes from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 23 through 24. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how you can tune in live and get your daily fire. You can call in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now, then you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern by going to my ministry website, feelthefire.com, FeeldFire.com, FeeldFire.com, or even better, get the show or the recording sent straight to you at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday by following Daily Fire. You follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, and then you'll be able to listen to it at any time of day because it's Daily Fire. Once you get that text, you can forward it to others to bless someone else whom you know needs to be encouraged, as well as to help you be a soul winner in witnessing the word of Christ or the gospel. All of that information is on my website, feelthefire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 23 to 24, reading from the KJV. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now think about what I just read unto you, because our topic for today is what happened to you. Now I'm going to read that to you again from the New Living Translation. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. What is our topic for today? Come on, say it aloud with me right now, brothers and sisters, wherever you are. What happened to you? Hallelujah. We're cleaning mirrors today, brothers and sisters, because some of us have forgotten what we looked like. And that's important because when you forget what you look like, as we just read in James, then you tend to allow yourselves, or we tend to allow ourselves to respond to any type of thing, to be labeled any type of way, to carry ourselves any type of way beneath, really, whom we are and whom God has destined us to be, because we forget what we look like. In Genesis 1:27, the Bible tells us that God made us in his image. So if we are made in the image of God, how is it that we could walk around responding to calling us any kind of name, that we could walk around and live beneath our privilege? We could walk around and not be whom God has called us to be. In other words, what happened to you? You know how it is when you see someone whom you've known for quite a while, and then maybe you haven't seen them in a few months or a year or two has gone by, and then you see them, you know, at the class reunion or the family reunion, or they've just now come back to you. You see them in the store or walking around the neighborhood, and you almost walk right past them because they don't look like they used to, and not in a good way. They don't look as healthy as they used to. They don't have that pep in their step, that joy the way they used to. And then you stop and you say, Rossi, is that you? Yeah, it's me. What happened to you? Or if you don't say it aloud, you think it in your mind, what happened to this person? That now he or she is so dreary. He or she is so negative. He or she has become, you know, the negative Nancy or the jaded Jack, the Debbie Downer. What happened to you? You no longer profess faith in Christ. You no longer walk around praising God. You don't have the vigor you once had. What happened to you? You used to have confidence in yourself. You used to have dreams. You used to have visions. You used to plan your life. You used to iron your clothes. Oh, come on now. You used to fix yourself up. Women, what happened to you? You used to fix your hair. You used to comb your hair. You used to wear clothing that accentuated or flattered your figure. You used to care about how you looked walking out the door. You used to care about fixing up for your husband or your fiance or your boyfriend. Why are you now out at the mall shopping with bonnets on that are only made for you to wear to sleep? Why are you going to work with your hair not combed? Going to work or wearing bonnets? What happened to you? Why are you now not exercising? You may say, well, I can't afford to get my hair and nails done. I can't afford to go to the gym the way I used to, Rossi. Well, back in the day, you used to know how to paint your own fingernails, how to paint your own toenails. If you can't afford to get your hair done every week, get you a wig. Wigs are in style. They're very, very nice. They're not your grandma's wigs like they used to be. Let me tell you, my hair is down past my back, my natural hair. But sometimes I'll go let my stylist do me a sew-in. Sometimes if I just want to change up my style right quickly, I'll buy me a wig. I got black wigs. I got honey blonde wigs. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For those of you at church who haven't seen them, even those are coming. My point is, what happened to you that you got comfortable just walking around as nobody? Because, see, you've been looking in the mirror the way man sees you. Man calls you ugly. Man calls you nothing. Man calls you no good. And then when you looked in the mirror, because you forgot to see yourself the way God sees you, you walked away from the spiritual mirror of understanding you were created in the image of God and the likeness of God to be above only and not beneath, to be the head and not the tail, that you are beautifully and wonderfully made, that you walked away and forgot the image of Christ in you. You forgot what you looked like. Hallelujah. So then you just assimilate throughout the day. You're a chameleon to whatever somebody else calls you. To however somebody else labels or designates you. If they tell you you're a liar, you change your color to a liar. If they tell you you're ugly, all of a sudden you're sad now. If they tell you, man, you're not handsome, all of a sudden you're sad now. You're walking around always comparing yourself to someone else, changing your look or your shade like a chameleon to whoever that person is, instead of remembering the mirror that God placed in front of you, where he made you in his image. The way you are is more than enough in Christ. Now get your natural self in alignment. Isn't this some good bangly fire right now? Hallelujah. God made you in his image. The mirror is a spiritual mirror. And if you will, clean that mirror off and start confessing to yourself daily who you are in Christ, and then get that so deep down in your spirit that when you walk away from it, you won't be like what we read in James 1, 23 and 24. Someone who walks away from the mirror and forgets who she is in God, who forgets who he is in God. Hallelujah. I'm cleaning mirrors today because God has better for you. Women, take the time and fix yourselves up. Not because you're trying to draw a man, but because you ought to feel good enough about yourself. You ought to have enough self-esteem that you care about your appearance. You care about the role that you're modeling for your daughters and nieces and nephews and grandchildren, of how a woman should carry herself, how a woman should respect herself, the confidence that she has in knowing she is a woman of God. If you wear makeup, wear your makeup. If you don't believe in wearing makeup, don't wear it. If you only believe in wearing dresses, wear your dresses. If you believe in wearing pants, wear your pants. My point is, make sure your clothes are ironed. Make sure they fit you. They're accentuating you. If you're 30, quit walking around looking like you're 80. Comb your hair. Fix up your hair. Go get your nails done. And if you can't afford to go get it, ain't no shame in the game if you can't afford that. Then paint your nails yourself. Have a girls' night out with your girls, and you paint each other's nails at somebody's house. In other words, what happened to you? Godly women ought to be the most beautiful women. We ought to be the most appealing women. People ought to look at us and say, wow, that's beauty right there. Now, I didn't say you had to be, immoderate or anything like that, but my point is you ought to know that you made in the image of God. Godly men ought to be the most handsome men. Start taking care of yourselves, loving your wives the way you're supposed to. And if your wives, if they overweight, then quit talking about them and start exercising with them. Women of God, quit walking around saying, I don't need a man. Didn't the Bible say God made us to be his helpmate? So how are you saying you don't need a man? That's in opposition to the word. God ordained the husband and the wife. Get yourself in order and get yourself into the mirror. Men, quit walking around saying you don't need a woman. God made you, hallelujah, to be the covering for a woman. Men should be loving women. Women should be loving and marrying men. This is how God ordained. What happened to you that you have gotten so bewitched by popular culture? You want to do everything the world does, live every way the world does, speak every way the world was. God designed you for purpose. Get back into the spiritual mirror. See who you are in Christ. Find your giftings, your talents, and your anointing. Find your calling and go forth in that. Hold your head up high. I don't care what side of the track you came from. I don't care what your family pedigree is. I don't care if your mother or daddy or both were drug addicts, alcoholics, or incarcerated. Today is the day you can look in the spiritual mirror and release yourself from all of that and say, I don't have to be whatever the sin was in my family. I don't have to be whatever the curse was in my family. I don't even have to be whatever the sin of yesterday was in me. I don't even have to be that person anymore. But today when I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful woman. I see a handsome man. I see somebody moving on in destiny and purpose. I see somebody beautifully and wonderfully made. What happened to you that you forgot who you were? women, you're walking around answering to B-I-T-C-H. People call you that, and you even calling yourself that. What happened to you? That's who you thought you are. You're walking around, people calling you hoe, prostitute, slut, and you answering to it. They're calling you all kinds of names. Can't you call me to your name unless it's something positive. Man, you're walking around. What happened to you that you got comfortable with your pants sagging down? What happened to you that you got comfortable talking to your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance any kind of way? What happened to you that you got comfortable not being a provider? What happened to you that you got comfortable not visiting your own children, treating stepchildren better than the children who came out of your own loins? What happened to you that you won't spend time with your daughters and sons? What happened to you that you feel more comfortable letting the streets raise your children than you being a mentor? What happened to you that you forgot who you are in God? Oh, glory, isn't this powerful? Well, I know we got to end. I'm running out of time. But this is some fire, because I've just given you what your mirror ought to look like and what you ought to see when you look in the mirror. Ah, hallelujah. Come on, we got to go into prayer. Then I'm going to do the altar call and assign you your daily task. What happened to you? Hallelujah. Father, we praise you today. We glorify you for this daily fire message of reminding us who we are, that there's a spiritual mirror that we're supposed to be looking in ourselves every day. And some of us have allowed our mirror to become dirty and clouded with the negativity of life, with the hostility and the adversity of life, with curses of life, with what people have called us and labeled us, with what our sins have been, and so that we have now forgotten how to see ourselves as you see us. We've forgotten who we are in you. But today, Father, I release souls, I release minds, I release joy, I release purpose, I release destiny, that everyone will look in the spiritual mirror and say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am destined for purpose and greatness, and I not only claim it, but I will effectuate that purpose in me and the earth. I see beauty. I see handsome. I see wonder. I see blessed. I see peace. I see victory. I see joy. I see good health. I see goodness. I see financial blessings. I see a soul winner. I see an intercessor. I see a praiser. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Come on and say, my mirror is clean today. Say, my mirror is clean. For those of you who are not saved or backslidden, please repeat after me. I'm on fire. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure this weekend that you are sharing daily fire. I need you to encourage some souls because people are depressed and down. They need to understand that they can look into the spiritual mirror and get clean today and this weekend. Make sure you're tuning in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or following by texting DF to phone number 33222, so that the recording will be text to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. if you can't tune in with me live. Make sure you go to church this weekend. If you're in the Miami-Dade area and you do not have a church to attend, we would love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. If you are unable to write that down, the church name and address is on my website, codfire.com. On the homepage, it says worship with me, and it has the name of our church and everything. So again, we'd love to have you. Sunday school starts at 9 and church starts at 11. I mean, we are a church on fire for Christ, and you will have a great time. All right, our topic for today is what happened to you. Your task for this whole weekend, beginning with right now, is to clean your mirror and see yourself from now on as God sees you. No matter what happened up until right now, It's all been released. You are the righteousness of God in Christ with purpose and destiny. All right, please share this with at least three people today whom you know need to be encouraged. Just send them to feeldefire.com, FEELDE.com. I'll see you on Monday. Don't miss the fire.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.